guest is Tom Post. Well, here we are with the good old Comedy Capers, a dream of a program. And since we've mentioned dreams, we may as well dedicate this edition of Comedy Capers to sweet dreams. Of course, there are dreams and dreams, the kind of dreams you see in the Follies and the kind you have after eating ice cream and pickles. But what would the world be without dreams? Anyway, let's dream a while, so here we go. Dream to appear is Gene Cowan. And if this is a dream, oh, please, Mr. Dream Man, don't wake me up. Gene Cowan, the original sweet dream in person.
Midnight, you heavy laden, it's midnight. Come on and trade in your old dreams for new, your new dreams for old. I know where they're bought, and I know where they're sold. Midnight, you've got to get there at midnight, and you'll be met there by others like you, brothers as blue, smiling on the street of dreams. Love laughs at a king. King don't mean a thing in the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonlight. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure, in the street of dreams.
Thank you, Gene Cowan. That was a dream of a number. And now, from dreams to nightmares, we have Clark and Cleary, Radio's Outlaws, with their Gilded Lily Guild players, the stock company from the stockyards. Clark and Cleary.
take care, beware, Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Sweet dreams. Adam and Eve in the twilight of their lives. It is their silver wedding anniversary. They have prospered and are living on a ranch.
Well, Mother, we've been together now for 25 years.
Yes, Adam, seems like 50.
Well, we started with nothing, and each year things are getting better.
Yes, Adam, everything has improved and gotten better, seems as though. Do you remember when our first baby came along?
Yes, little mother.
I thought we'd never be able to raise Cain.
But you did, little mother. You've been raising Cain for 24 years.
Sounds like a dirty crack to me, Adam.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. You've raised Cain just as well as you're able.
Well, I've done my duty just as I've seen it, but I'm worried about that boy, Cain.
Oh, he's all right.
Well, I don't know. Since you give Abel them sheep to herd, he's been right steady, but Cain's are running around with bad company.
Oh, I don't think so, little mother.
Well, I always say, if you lie down with the dogs, you'll get up with the fleas. You know, they're both in love with the same girl, don't
no.
you?
No.
Yes.
Well, who is she?
Oh, some little hussy from up Nineveh way.
Well, I'll put a stop to that now.
And so we turn to the pool hall, where Cain is winning his third successive game with a three-ball combination.
Well, boys, if I make this shot, I guess I take the dough. Well, there, I made it. Pay me, boys, and then I'm off to see my sweetheart, Agatha.
I wouldn't go near Agatha if I was you, Cain.
Well, Brother Abel, what you were doing downtown tonight? I thought you was out herding your sheep.
I ain't herding no sheep today, Brother Cain.
No?
No. I come downtown to ride herd on a no-good double-crossing maverick that calls himself a man.
Meaning just who?
If the cap fits you, wear it.
Well, you dirty...
Just a minute, Cain. Brother or no brother, there ain't room for us both with Agatha. It's me or you, and it ain't gonna be you.
Says you?
Says me.
Why, if I thought you meant that, I'd...
You'd what?
I'd lay among the sweet peas.
All right, Popeye, take off your glasses and let's go, and may the best man win.
There goes the bell, folks. There goes the bell. It's the first round of the main event between Cyclone Cain and Battling Abel. Cain leads with the right. Abel comes back with a left to the jaw. But there's no harm done. Cain lands a right to the body, a left to the jaw, another right to the jaw, and Abel is weakening. Uh-oh. Cain lands a terrific right to the head, a left to the body, a right to the jaw, a left to the face, another terrific right to the jaw, and Abel goes down. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He's out. Just a minute, folks. They're trying to bring Abel around. There's something wrong. Why, he's dead.
I am not dead.
You are, too. What do you want to do, make a liar out of the announcer? Oh. Well, as Clark and Cleary say, let's raise Cain as long as we're able, with which we introduce the three stars, three dreamers who will now dream vocally.
What is love but a prelude to sorrow?
To sorrow.
With a heartbreak ahead for your goal. Here I go. Can I lose so? Goodbye, bum. Bye, bum. Bye, bum. Bye, bum.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. That was the three stars doing a little dreaming out loud. And next to be awakened from a bad dream is Elvia Allman, who has little Junior with her as usual.
Take your head out from under the cover, darling. Come on, take your head out, dear. Were you playing hide-and-seek with Mother? Come on, dear. Mother's got something for you. It's just castor oil, darling. Look, it's got peppermint in it. Mmm, it's so good. Yes, dear, if you'll take your head out, Mother will give you a marshmallow. No, darling, not two. Just one marshmallow. No, dear, I'm giving you this castor oil because you've had so many marshmallows. Now, just take your head out. Junior, will you take your head? You have to take it, darling. why? Well, Daddy always took his when he was a little boy. That's why he's so tall and strong. No, Mother isn't bigger than Father. Perhaps Mother is a little bigger, but then... No, dear. Castor oil didn't make Daddy's feet so big and strong. Why are Daddy's feet so big? Well, God just turned more of Father's legs under, that's all. Now, you might just as well stop talking because you have to take the castor oil. No, Mother didn't have to take castor oil when she was a little girl. Because she ate her spinach, darling. Now, I'm through arguing. You've seen your daddy put oil in the auto, haven't you? Of course you have. Well, the auto couldn't run without oil, dear, and our bodies are just like automobiles. No, Mother's body isn't like a truck. I'm going to call your father, young man. He's right in the next... No, Mother wasn't told in when she had her breakdown. Junior, you're getting too smart. You've been playing around with that little... Now, you might just as well... I'll take it and show you how good it is. Now, watch Mother. Mother always makes a face like that when she's happy. Come on, dear. Open up your mouth. There, Mother, hold your nose. There, wider, wider. Swallow, Junior. There, wasn't that good? Junior, now we have to go through it all over again.
Elvia Allman says she never dreams. She can't dream because she snores so loud she wakes herself up. Next week, she's going to try sleeping in separate rooms. We must wake up even from the most pleasant of dreams. And so our sweet dreams have ended, and Comedy Capers bid you a fond farewell with a promise to return to you soon. And remember, be thankful for your dreams. Suppose you had insomnia.